my desi people, and welcome to Bali Talk with Why Mini Designs, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything, you know it, Bollywood. Today I am here with Sandra.
Hi!
And we're going to be talking about some recent deaths in the Bollywood community. We're going to pay them a tribute and talk about them and their work and see how they've influenced us throughout our lives, I guess. So the first one we're going to start off with is the most recent one, I think, is Rishi Kapoor.
Yeah.
Have you seen his last movie?
Which one?
The Sharma Ji Namkeen. So he started recording it. Recording? He started, yeah, acting it.
Yeah.
And then he died midway. So then they didn't know what to do because he was halfway through the movie.
So he didn't complete it?
He didn't complete it. And then they didn't know what to do because they were like, oh, we really want to release this movie because it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And then they tried Ranbir Kapoor taking it halfway, but it didn't work. They tried to CGI him older. Didn't work. Wow. So then eventually they were like, okay, we'll get another actor. So they got Paresh Rawal to come and act. You haven't seen
that? No, I haven't.
It's on
and
Prime.
How is it?
It's good. So I watched it, and in my head, I was thinking, because I don't know how movies are recorded.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like halfway of Rishi Kapoor, and it'll randomly change to Paresh Rawal.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
No, because movies are recorded bits and pieces.
Oh, right.
So you'll have like, it'll start off with Rishi Kapoor, and then there's like cut to another scene where it's Paresh Rawal, and cut to another scene which is Rishi Kapoor. So it's bouncing back every time. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. So is it like flashbacks or?
No. It's just the same character continuing.
That would be a bit weird.
It was a bit weird, but you get used to it after a while because.
Okay.
But then it's also nice to see how two actors portray a character.
Yeah.
So and then it's also a challenge for Paresh Rawal because then he has to act the way Rishi Kapoor did.
Yeah.
So that's was interesting.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch that.
It's on Prime.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was his recent one. And at the beginning, Ranbir Kapoor comes and says, right at the beginning of the movie, like, we tried all of these things and it didn't work. So I really hope you like this movie because it meant a lot to my dad.
Oh.
And I was like, movie hasn't even started, I'm already crying.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so interesting.
I honestly, I miss Rishi Kapoor because... Honestly, I like him more than Amitabh Bachchan. Don't hate me.
Yeah, I like his movies. I like his personality even outside the movies.
Yeah,
how he interacts with people. He's more like firm, like,
don't come
to me kind of thing. I like it.
And like his characters were so, I don't know. Like always happy.
Yeah.
Like in Kapoor and Sons, have you seen that one? Where he's like in the wheelchair and he's always trying to die. Alia Bhatt.
I'm sorry.
You don't know any movies. Do you need to see the photo to
Yeah.
Oh my god, okay. The movie with the song Ladki Beautiful Kar Gaye Chul.
I've seen one with Deepika and Sai. Sifleka.
Twist, that's the song.
Lavajkal. Lavajkal.
Yeah,
I liked him in there.
He was telling his story about how he...
His love story.
His story connects to the Saif's Khan. Yeah.
I like that. And I like that, I think Deepika and Ranbir were going out that time, right?
Which movie are you talking about? Because Saif was in that movie.
Lavajkal.
Saif was in that movie.
Yes. But it would be weird for him to act like the daughter-in-law. Like she's
clicked. Oh my god.
So that would have been interesting.
On the same set. Oh wow. Imagine if it was after they broke up and how she went into depression and all that. That would have been real awkward for him. He would have been I'm so sorry for my son.
Because he always says in interviews that I like to be good.
Yeah.
Like, always speaks highly of her.
And it's so sad he passed away without seeing Alia's wedding and Ranbir's wedding.
That's sad. But he knew. Because she was there at the funeral.
Yeah, she was at the funeral. She was there all the other times as well. At home. It was nice to see Neetu Singh all happy, though.
Yeah, I think she's changed after his death.
Don't you think? Everyone was like, she's a bit too happy. Yeah, like, it's like, let the woman live. Yeah. She was married for so many years.
Yeah. I think she's just probably thinking life is short now. Like,
Yeah, I think he was sick too. Yeah, so maybe she was like, oh, it's nice that he's, like, not suffering anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is your favorite, Sushant.
Yeah, oh my god, he's so
Did you used to know him from Star Plus days?
Not Star Plus, I knew him, the funny thing is, I knew him after he passed away. So I didn't know who Sushant was until he passed away, and then I started watching his movies, and then I realized, oh my god, he's so talented.
Yeah,
and it's sad.
I think that was kind of the same with me. Like, I knew of him, but it wasn't like a huge fan, like a following. Yeah, I didn't recognize his work. I remember him from what's it called, BK. He was the Muslim guy. And I was like, and I knew, I was like, oh my god, his acting is really good. Like, the whole last scene where they're on the phone and he's in Pakistan waiting. That was sad. And after that, I think I watched,
What was his last movie?
Last movie was Dil Bechara, how he didn't release it and he passed away.
The one before.
Chichore?
Yes.
That was good too. Yeah.
I love
that. I watched his movies after he passed away, which now I feel bad for.
Yes, because I think he was so underrated.
Yeah, how he was actually... And then you know how there was the one phase where everything on your feed was about Sushant?
Yes.
So then I used to look at his interviews and stuff, and I was like, he was literally asking us to help him and like
on his Instagram.
And go and watch his stuff, movies. And we didn't know this. We didn't see it.
Yeah, I felt like that was silly of us. As like people, we didn't recognize like the good talent.
Yeah, but it's also not our fault because media does that to us.
Yes.
They
yes,
always push so the true. Mainstream people. Yeah. And plus,
but that's what sells, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's our fault, you know? Exactly. Because the moment that they get, Alia.
Yeah.
Uske-san, or Ranbir Kapoor, Rishi Kapoor-ke-san.
Yeah. That's why all these, like, shitty-ass movies are, like, blockbuster, because all the tickets we buy for the movies.
Yeah, that's so true. I think Sushant, like, changed the perception, for me. Yeah, like, you know, watch low-budget movies.
Yeah.
And support, maybe... other people outsiders
I think that's the same thing that happened with my Mousy. She was like, ever since the whole Sushant thing, now she's like, I don't even watch Bollywood that much because she was really a huge Shah Rukh Khan fan,
of course,
and then now she's like everyone's like being exposed one out of the other, and she's like, I'm just done with Bollywood. She'll just watch like the throwback movies, which is nice too.
I love like even Rishi Kapoor's songs, like,
The 90s. There's this one movie, ever since he passed away, or I think before then, I've been wanting to go back and watch it. It's Bol Radha Bol with Juhi Chawla. Yeah, there's a
combination. Right?
Yeah, there's a movie, and I watched it because you know, CDs. We had the CDs. And then you have like the bag that have the CDs in it. I had that, and I can't find it now. And I'm trying to look on YouTube on like everything just to find that one movie. I can't find it, so I'm just like, it's gone forever. It's just in my head. It was like one of my favorite movies of those two, and it was of his like mid-40s. Like he wasn't looking young, but he was getting of the older phase. It was a good movie. Oh, I was gonna say, you know how we're forced to watch the mainstream movies because of the media, but it's also because we're all the way in New Zealand.
Yes.
If we were in India, we would have known what's happening more. Like, I news agree. Travels to us really late.
Slow.
Yeah. We find out things really late, so it's just like, it's not also our fault.
Yeah, that's so true. But I think even like, maybe, like the media in New Zealand, like there's an Indian media, maybe like a bit more advertising.
No, They should open one.
Like, even for event cinemas, sub movie nahi dikhai, jitna India mein dikhai, you know, they only select, but then it's also our perception, we only want the big ones.
Like how I went to watch Doctor Strange last night, and I read at the entrance, Dhakar movie is cancelled. And then I was like, oh, maybe there's no one bought tickets, so it's cancelled tonight. And then I went home and I was going through my phone or something, and then I read Dhakar movie is cancelled because Bhulbhulaiya 2 is overpowering the bookings. Dhakar is the Kangana Arjun Rampal, Divya Dutta.
Their like movie. A
yeah.
Superhero or something.
Yeah. It's that movie, and I was like, wow. Bhulbhulaiya 2 is overpowering that, and Bhulbhulaiya 2 isn't that great.
Yeah, and like Kangana is quite strong in the movies, no?
Yeah, like she's a good actress. It's just that the fact that she opens her mouth
gets her in trouble,
and now no one's a fan of her, like that big fan. Now I'm like, oh, that's sad. Another person, same incident sadly, Jia Khan. Do you know her?
Oh, yeah. I liked her in Gajini.
Yeah, she did really well because that was her first movie, I think. First Bollywood, at least. And sis had a first song as well.
She had her own song
in that movie.
Acting. She was beautiful.
Do you think she looked different in Gajini and then in Houseful? She looked much older in Houseful.
But I think because the other girls, sort of competition with it, and Asin was more.
Gajini.
I was like, I just think you can read my brain.
I was like, Asin wasn't in the first Houseful. She was in the second one. But yeah, she was really good in both movies.
She was good, and I think she had a bright future.
Oh, definitely. But
I think she
did two movies. I think she was doing actually pretty well. First movie was Aamir Khan. Second movie, Akshay.
Why was she not getting movies? I don't know.
She actually didn't pass because of movies. You don't know how she died?
Oh, yeah.
It was a whole... See, that's the thing. We never find out because we're in New Zealand. If we were there, we would have been able to see what's going on. Sri Devi.
Oh, she's iconic, man. Yeah. She is so good. I actually love her songs. The Nagin and...
Yeah, she has iconic songs. Yeah, she has iconic songs. Wow.
Like, lots.
And the way she passed away.
Tragic.
And again, they blamed it on, like, she was having drugs. I don't know, pills for her Botox or something.
Yeah, they were saying that she had too much plastic surgery.
Yeah, and then she died of drowning in a bathtub.
Yeah, and then there was no one there to help.
Yeah, and then there was this whole conspiracy. It was funny that you know how Illuminati?
Oh,
you know Illuminati?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to sacrifice someone for the next person to evolve. So this whole conspiracy that Sri Devi sacrificed herself so that, what's her name? Janvi could go up.
Oh my god. You know what? A funny thing about Sri Devi, Fame, that movie?
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying it's like similar to Sri Devi's.
Oh, have you seen the whole? I've only watched two episodes.
No, I just read about it.
I've only watched two episodes because I was like,
yeah,
it's too long.
Yeah, because, like, she's so famous. Like, Sri Devi is so famous. But, like, the kids don't get a chance because...
Overpowered by the mum. Yeah.
Like, Amitabh Bachchan and...
Yeah,
Abhishek,
Like, they're both good.
I think he does good acting, but because Amitabh Bachchan does better, so it's
It overpowers him.
Hmm.
The only person I think has been able to overcome it is, like, Ranbir Singh. Ranbir Kapoor.
Alia? Oh, Alia.
She doesn't have an acting father.
Pooja
Bhatt. Who else is there?
Kareena Kapoor.
Yeah, Rishma. I think those two did well because there's Akshay Khanna and Vinod Khanna. I think the people in the 90s era really did well. Over here now it's like, okay, now I think we question them too much because now we're kind of noticing now we're noticing that they're nepotism kids.
Right.
Before we'd be like, oh yeah, Vinod Khanna ka ladka aa gaya hai. Yeah.
Perception thoda change
hua. Yeah, now it's changing because of everything. Now we're like, oh, there's so many people that actually want,
yeah,
have talent.
Chance, huh?
Yeah, they don't have chance. They're not good looking enough. But then there's actors like Nawazuddin Siddiqui who are like not that good looking, but they're great at acting.
Like Irfan Khan.
Yeah, Irfan Khan next on the list. Next on the list. Yeah, he, like how he passed away too.
Because he was such a good actor. He was so talented.
It was so good, and he wasn't good looking, so he didn't get main character roles.
But like if you hear like even I think Kareena Kapoor, like Priyanka Chopra, they're like their talent.
Yeah.
And they really want to work with him.
Yeah. Like he did a movie with Kareena, which was Hindi medium.
Oh.
Yeah, Hindi medium. Angrezi medium. Angrezi medium he did. Okay. Sat Khurma.
With Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah. Oh, he was one of the husbands.
Wasn't he?
I don't know. I haven't seen it that well.
I think so. But I'm pushing myself.
Wait, let's see. Sad Kumar.
I think he was one. Yes, I think he was the husband when Ther Marathra was still
there. I think so. Is this during the Darling Akase?
Yeah,
there he is.
Oh yeah.
I need to go see this movie again. Apparently, it was a really good. Yeah, apparently, but it was a really good role for Priyanka.
It was, huh?
She does really good roles.
I like Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah, me too. I'm like openly like her. Yeah. I don't care if anyone else is like, Priyanka said this, Priyanka said that.
Like she, I think, she's confident, strong, like and woman, you know? And she's opened so many doors. Walking to Sanike in Hollywood.
Yep.
That we should thank, you know? Like, because if we have kids and...
Yeah.
You know, like, our generation can probably break it.
She's, like, breaking stereotypes right, left, center. I mean, Nick Jonas.
Yeah, I know.
Like, first of all, he's younger. Second of all, he's white.
Yes. Non-Indian. You know? Like, and then she has to move there. And then be baby, be Karishi. Like, that's her choice.
She didn't have... Like, yeah, exactly. And then all her acting roles are also like different to people from her era. Like Kareena Kapoor isn't doing that. She's still in the glamour roles. Priyanka is doing glamour, but also has like a meaning behind it. Like Dil Dhadakne Do, she was a glamorous character. But then it was also like she was independent. She had her own business. She wanted a divorce.
Yeah, you know they made that movie for Kareena Kapoor and Ranbir Kapoor.
Really?
Because brother and sister, but then they said no to the roles. Then they got Priyanka.
Bruh.
I know, because they, like, the brother-sister relationship they wanted.
Yeah, because they're, like, cousins, literally. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But she said...
They're loss.
Definitely. And I liked Uske, one of her first movies, Etras. Like, how
Oh, my God, that was so good. That's one of my favorite movies. And how... Kareena had Kareena had a very sensitive character then.
But I think Uske's character outshined Kareena.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
The Hum Dekhta Rahe, because I think Priyanka Chopra did like a... I think with Vogue she did a... Like going through her 10 years in the industry. So she was talking about her movies and she talked about Etras, how she was really new after winning Miss World, and she was really scared about how people would react from her role, because at that time there wasn't a lot of bold female characters.
Definitely, yeah.
And that's very into her sexuality and all of that. And then, and she was in the theater like waiting to see if anyone reacts, and then all of a sudden, instead of anyone saying well done to like Akshay Kumar or someone, everyone kept coming to her, and she was very surprised. And I was like, you deserve it, sis.
Yeah, especially like being a newcomer and coming into like a role like that. From modeling.
No actress.
I know.
We just went from talking about Irfan Khan to Priyanka Chopra.
Oh my God, from Sat Kumar.
We're like, we're going
to
talk about
the people that are alive.
Also, we're gonna praise people that are alive. Irfan Khan. Irfan Khan and Kareena Kapoor did the movie Angrezi Medium. Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
I think it's a good movie. It's a continuation or not, but links to his movie Hindi Medium.
Oh.
So the Hindi Medium was about... Oh, I can't remember. Anyhow. Angrezi Medium, I can remember. The daughter wanted to go overseas to study.
And Priyanka Chopra. daughter.
And Kareena Kapoor is in the movie. Kareena Kapoor is like a cop in the movie.
Oh, right, yeah.
Immigration types. And he's like unburglar and doesn't can't afford it. So it's like he's portraying it well, how he has to do so many challenges to just to get his daughter to study where she wants to. But yeah, he's done so many good roles. His solo movies like Blue. Yeah. But then Shah Rukh Khan ended up being in it too for a bit. Like the whole movie was revolved around Shah Rukh Khan.
Wait, geez.
And then Piku was about shit. I don't know why these movies are so popular. I haven't seen it properly. I saw it when it came out, which was when I was younger. So I guess I need to go watch it. And then the whole movie is Amitabh Bachchan can't go to the toilet. So when he eventually does, he dies. At the end, yeah. I need to go watch it again just to understand the meaning of the movie.
But lots of people were like,
such a good movie. Yeah, I know. And I'm like, okay. So when I watched it, maybe my mentality wasn't that great because I was little when it came out. Teenager. And I'm like, okay, I need to go watch all these movies again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I didn't like it because I don't like Amitabh Bachchan's characters that he picks. This is so... I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I didn't like that one phase where Amitabh Bachchan was doing Bar.
Oh, you didn't?
I liked the movie, but I didn't like why Amitabh Bachchan was doing it. Like a grown-ass man acting as a... What was it? He was a young teenager, no? But he had a syndrome or something. And then he had this ridiculous Piku character. But it's just very out of the ordinary. Like, I've never seen, for example, Rishi Kapoor go and do something so weird. Our character so weird.
Yeah, I think just Amitabh Bachchan is experimenting. More when he's older, no?
Which is very different because it's like, everyone's just imagined you to be this one big stud. And now you're going to do this random syndrome character and random constipated character. I really need to go watch that movie again. Other one is, like, the last one in the actors list is Siddharth Shukla. I've only seen his one movie, which was Humpty Sharma Ki Dulhania. It was good. It was good. But
what happened to him?
He randomly died of a heart attack, I think.
So young.
Yeah, so I don't know where I was, but I was coming home.
How old? 30s, man?
30, yeah. 30-something. Yeah, wait, let's have a look.
That's way too young, no? Was he in Big
He Boss? Was, he was. That's how Shaina's and him, I don't know, got together or had this, I don't know what, relationship.
Oh, okay.
Well, what age did he die? He was in Star Plus. He was in Balika Vadhu.
Oh, nice to know.
Me neither. I remember seeing his ads. Big Boss 3, Broken But Beautiful 3, 13. Yeah, so in like Big Boss, they had this unspoken relationship. Shehnaz, him and Salman had a relationship. That's why Salman's not getting married. Yeah, that's why Salman Khan's not getting married. When did he? Okay, death. Death.
Maybe recently, Mara.
2021, heart attack at the age of 40.
Looks young.
But I remember him from Humpty Sharma and. And he played that.
That movie, but I'm a Kalne.
Like the NRI that comes to marry the main girl, he was that character.
But that's an old movie for me.
You need to go back and watch movies, bro. The next one in the we're gonna move to the music category, but there's only two in the recent one, which is Bappileri.
Oh, he was good. When is Lena Isra?
When?
I can't remember. Maybe like 10 years ago.
Oh.
over 10 years ago. But yeah, like,
wow, he gave me to come yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, good, yeah, he was. His last song that he did was Bunkus from Bagi 3.
Oh, okay.
You don't know the song? So it was a it was a remake of his original movie original song. Funny how it's actually their remake too. And yeah, and but I think he was really sick to the point where he couldn't speak or something. He couldn't do things on his own. He was very, very ill.
Dependent on someone.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's sad how that happens, no? Like, we're yeah. up in prime, I guess. And I love his chain.
Gold. That's all you think of. That's all you think of. You
and
think
his
of,
hair?
Yeah. It was a weird mullet. It was a weird mullet.
It's
Oh, Papi Lady's another song. Remember who Ulala Ulala was in?
Oh, yes.
Because there was like a phase where he didn't do
Dirty
songs.
Picture, no?
Yeah, Dirty Picture. He didn't do songs, and then all of a sudden it randomly came out with Ooh La La, Ooh La La. And he actually sang that too.
That song was so cool. I like. And then the music video was something else, but yeah.
Funnily, that movie is also about an actress that passed away. Her name was actually Silk. Silk Smithas, I think. I was just reading about it. I was doing a research on actors that passed away.
Yeah.
And there was a section where it's actresses that passed away with mysterious and then Silk was in it. Silk was one of the list, like Praveen Babi.
Yes.
And Divya Bharti, I think.
Right.
They have like Anstree Devi also was one of the list, and I was like, oh, we're gonna talk about this.
Yeah.
Like the mysterious death and Silk
and
Shushan, was one of,
I think, but Shushan just magnified it. No?
Yeah. Silk was in it. I was like, wow, it makes sense, because then that movie was kind of like a tribute or an eye-opener, because Silk was the one that, how do you say it, opened up Bollywood to be more female-orientated and like very, I don't know how to say it, sexualizing females.
Yeah, I think that's where the Indians have gone wrong.
Yeah.
Because
they took it in a different way. Yeah.
And, Gia Khan was in fashion, no? Was she in fashion?
No, she was in fashion. She wasn't in fashion.
Who was Kangana,
Priyanka? Mogda Godse, I think that's her name.
Right. Even that was like...
I love fashion.
It was like an insight of...
The fashion industry. Uh-huh. I love movies like that. Uh-huh. Bollywood needs to do more movies like that.
Yeah, it was an eye-opener.
Yeah, like fashion industry and maybe like...
Bollywood industry.
Have you seen the English movie The Intern?
No.
Anne Hathaway and... So I like movies where they talk about behind an occupation.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah, not always this cop army and all that. I mean, we get it. They do life and death stuff. But I want to see what happens behind someone's life.
Receptionist or something. Like a big firm, no?
Model, you're a, I don't know, a designer, you're a magazine owner or something like that.
I feel it's hard for us woman to have a job in a corporate or like high status, like that's why, like, I think Gia Khan would have done really well,
And like, have you seen the movie Rocket Sales? Ranbir Kapoor, he was like an IT person in the movie, and then he ended up opening his own business while working there, so he's learning from a business,
but
on the side he opens his own one and does it cheaper.
Undercut.
So I like movies like that, so you see what actually how goes on in the
because
new
it happens too.
Yeah.
It happens in real life.
The last person we're gonna talk about is Lata Mangeshkar.
Oh,
I know.
Good.
But you imagine being so iconic that the whole country goes on holiday for 3 days for your death.
She
did what, 1,000+ songs or something? I don't remember, but
a scared voice or something else.
Yeah.
Even she's like gaping the kai, like like with the sari, with the Indian, like, always, desert tradition.
Yeah, and she didn't get married as well because she wanted. You know this? Mangeshkar is her, like, actual maiden name. Like how Asha Bhosle is her sister, but Bhosle is her husband's name. Who she's now divorced, I think.
Acha, isn't Sharda Kapoor related to?
I think so, because she did say something about Aji. Somehow related. I think they're related.
That's why I think she has a good voice too.
Yeah. But she didn't get married because she knew or thought when she would get married, the husband would like try and be like, "Oh, you stop singing and all that."
That's
it would
what
come in the way.
To, like, look, Rishi Kapoor need to sing.
Yeah,
you know,
it came in the way. Yeah, and so she was like, "No, I'm going to be single and focus on my
music."
Yeah,
how kitna age was it?
92, 93. Yeah, yeah. Like, who do you think will shut down the whole country? I know Amitabh Bachchan. When he passes away, like, no one gives a shit about Rishi Kapoor. No one gives a shit about anyone else dancing Vinod Khanna. But when Amitabh Bachchan is going to die, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, Amitabh Bachchan.
Yeah, I agree, huh? Even they got one movie where he got shot and he was so serious. He was about to die.
Yeah.
And everyone was praying. India,
he had COVID and everyone was praying. It's like, I wasn't alive that time.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't think his characters back then were that great.
Like,
he wasn't a huge actor when he actually came.
Started,
but later on, he developed.
Right. I think after Sholay.
Yeah, Sholay and, like, Don phases. And then everyone's like, oh my God, Amitabh Bachchan is the shit. Lata Mangeshkar started singing when she was 16 or something.
Wow, that's so young.
She's been singing from that. Lata was named Hema at birth.
Oh, wow.
Her parents later renamed her Lata after a female character, Latika, in one of her father's plays.
She has, like, such a sweet, soothing voice. Like,
that's why I think people always say that Shreya Ghoshal is the new Lata Mangeshkar in a way.
Oh.
Because they're both classically trained. They always get their pitch right. And they both started at a very young age.
Very young, I mean.
Yeah, like, she died when she was 92.
92, wow.
Mm-hmm.
She was iconic. No, what was her, like, some famous songs?
Oh my God, yeah, she's done, like, very, 2000 songs, too, that you won't recognize. Hamko Hamise Churalo.
Hamko Hamise Churalo. Oh, that's so nice. Isn't that in Mohabbat Hai?
Yeah.
I love that song, huh?
And then there's like, Jute do paise lo.
Madhuri Dixit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one.
There's this, I was going to say something. So when she passed away, Vishal Bharadwaj released a unreleased song of hers. It was.
Really?
Yeah, because knowing like the singing industry, there probably are so many songs that they've recorded, but they haven't released. So he released a song on her death anniversary. Anniversary. Wait.
You in the future.
Yeah. He released it when she passed away. It's the song. The song is called Teek Nahi Lagta. And I just listened to it. It's a nice song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's interesting. It's funny how all these people, like after their death, they get a bit more famous.
Yeah.
Like the singers, like Michael Jackson,
yes.
Elvis Presley, like they make more money
after death than they were alive. Crazy how that works.
Very interesting though.
Oh my gosh, she's Lata Mangeshkar sang Mere Khwabo Mein Jo Aaye. Yeah. She sang so many popular songs.
Nice song.
Yeah. I mean, like, her black and white days was Lag Ja Gale and Pardesi Aaye Sache Piya.
Wo kitna dafe remix hai.
I know. And Mehndi Laga Ke Rakhna.
Oh my God. She's too good. Iconic, na?
Yeah. Boli si surat aankh mein mast. Na 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 sharmaye. Hi. On that note, we're going to end today's podcast. Thank you so much, Sandra, for coming.
You're welcome. I mean, this was fun, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so glad. It's just nice to sit together and talk about, I don't know, Bollywood, something that we grew up watching it. It's just nice to communicate. And, like, if we're going to talk about this normally when we meet, might as well just record our conversations.
Why not?
Yeah, everyone can listen to it. Thank you so much. If you want to give us a follow Sandra on Vision Creations on Instagram and follow her business. And follow me on Instagram, Wymany Designs, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Also, if you're listening to this podcast, you can get a 10% discount on Wymany Designs. For New Zealand customers, just use the code BOLLYTALK10, and you can also get it from moderndesi.com, and also use the code BOLLYTALK10 to get global shipping discounts. So yeah,
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Take care of Bolly Nerds. I'll see you next episode.